Bez Hashem, we're learning Peleoyitz on the topic of Shin number 191. The topic is Bayreach. Bayreach means to run away, to flee. Who are we running away from? What are we running away from? So the Peleoyitz tells us we should be running away from Aveira. You run away from an Aveira. If you realize what an Aveira is, we'd be running from an Aveira. It's reminding me as I'm saying this over, a few years ago when COVID was really at the tail end. So there was a fellow who he was talking a little at a time he shouldn't be talking. And I went over to him, I just tapped him on the arm. He jumped back. He got a little, like, uncomfortable that in that generation, that time period, one person would touch someone else. Now, Lamaisa, he shouldn't have been talking. I just wanted to get his attention to, like remind him, let's be a little quieter. But he jumped back because, oh, he can't touch anybody now. Fine. I'm using that as a muscle that we should be running away from the Aveira. Same way, if there's a fire, you don't put your hand over the fire. You pull your hand away from the fire. You recoil. Said the Peleoyitz, he brings the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Havi Ratz LeMitzvah, shall run towards a mitzvah. U'bayreach min ha'aveira. But you run away from the aveira. Ratz forward, go towards running to do a mitzvah, and run away from doing aveira. Inin habricha hu liyos choshesh afilu chshasha rechayka. What does it mean to be bayreach min aveira? He says even at the slightest, smallest possibility. You know, you find sometimes people that they're very medactic in mitzvahs and halacha, and sometimes they're looked upon by other people like, what's the big deal? Now there are people that don't want to take certain medicines. Why? Because there's one in who knows what the percentage is, possibility of a small something happening if you take that medicine. And I'm not discouraging anybody who is of that mindset. All I'm saying is that when it comes to an aveira, a possibility of a nidnud, of a smallest Klein Azach, smallest possibility of an Aveira. That's what the Peleoyitz is teaching us. That's what he's telling us. Be Bayreach. Who gives the Heksher over here? Oh, it's a good person. Do you know who it is? Do you know it's a trustworthy Heksher? Well, that person's eating from it. Well, did that person look into it? This is, by the way, this is an issue sometimes that when it comes to Heksherim, one person's relying on the next person, who's relying on the next person, who's relying on the next person. I had a situation, someone comes to me and tells me that you shouldn't drink coffee at a certain coffee shop. Now, I personally don't buy coffee by coffee shops. But he came to tell me this. Why shouldn't I buy coffee by a certain coffee shop? Because the coffee shop that he's telling me not to buy from doesn't have a Heksher. But he's telling me the other coffee shop, it does have a Heksher. I said, oh, really? The other coffee shop has a Heksher? He says, yeah, sure. Why does it have a Heksher? Because he tells me he sees the rabbis walking into it. Now, I personally know that the coffee shop he was talking about does not have a Heksher. Absolutely not. It happens to be a person who is a rabbi goes into the coffee shop to buy himself a coffee, a regular plain coffee. So this individual, he sees someone going into that coffee shop who happens to have a title rabbi in front of his name. So he says, oh, there's a Heksher in that coffee shop, but there's no Heksher in another coffee shop because the rabbi is now going to that coffee shop. It sounds like a joke, right? The mice, it's true. That's exactly what happened. We rely on people just because we think. But the truth is, if you have a person who's medactic in halach and kashrus, he's going to look into it. And it's just one little example. Even as a minute possibility. But the same way a person, when it comes to his health, he's going to be very careful, or the health of his child or a parent. When it comes to ruchnius, to spirituality, which is why we're here. Chmosh Amr Yivrach Meya Sha'arim Shall Hatter Kadesh Shaloi Likonis Be'echad Shalisr. It brings a person should run away 100 gates of Hatter to avoid one gate of Isser. V'amru gamkein ehav es Hashemah. He says also another statement. He says, love the possibility. What does this mean, the possibility? The possibility. What does this mean, the possibility? The possibility means that maybe something happened. Maybe there's a situation that something will happen. Maybe. And that's what he's saying over here, that we should be by reyach, run from the avera. Even the smallest minute chance of the possibility when it comes to not transgressing the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when it comes to something physical matters, financial matters, how would we deal with that situation? Al chaskam v'kamach, more so when we're here for the whole purpose of why we're here is for the spiritual matters. How much more so?